a standard deviation below the norm. Two standard deviations below the norm would be marked, and three standard deviations below the average, the mean, would be extreme. And if you have a limitation in one area, but it's extreme, that would qualify. But if you're limited to, if you have two areas that would be considered marked, that would generally meet or equal a listing. Now there's these kind of hybrid cases like disabled adult child. And they're kind of tricky, but I do have a couple of them. And a couple of years ago, I had a woman who was in her 50s, like 57. And I can't remember what type of, it was some type of mental impairment, but she was a resident at Brookwood, which is a sheltered workshop environment. She'd never lived alone and she'd never had a real job. But in the 80s, she did have a Social Security case that was denied by a judge. But remarkably, and of course, as you can imagine, records, finding records from 20 years ago or 30 years ago is a hope and a prayer. But we were able to get enough records, combine that with more recent neuropsychological testing, and we were able to win that case. Now, with a disabled adult child, you have to prove that they were disabled prior to turning age 22. So that's a pretty difficult standard. So most of these disabled adult child cases are when they're in their, they could be in their 20 or they could be 25 or 27. But those cases, there's something about them that if you get to the judge level, most judges seem to discount them. Even if you have medical evidence that would seem to qualify, and even if all your facts line up, they are still very difficult to win. Now, the benefit, now they will be found disabled, but only since they filed their SSI application, which is often after they turned 22. So the benefit of a DAC child, a case, is that if the parent is deceased or a parent is on Social Security retirement or Social Security disability, then they qualify for benefits based on that parent's earnings history. So if a parent had a solid earnings history for 40 years, the benefit is likely going to be more under a DAC case than under SSI. Secondly, they could qualify for Medicare coverage instead of Medicaid. And if it's somewhere in between, if they still qualify for $1 of SSI, then they would qualify for Medicaid and Medicare. But a lot of the welfare type requirements would not need to be met. The SSI, if the SSI benefits was not that important, then they could, a trust administrator could be more free with how the benefits were given to the beneficiary of the trust. Now, as far as qualifying for disability, I'd say, if you think that you may have, the child may have asthma or some physical disability that would qualify, then check it. I think you should go backwards. In other words, look at the listings, figure out what the listings require, and then go to the doctor and say, I would think this child meets this criteria and this element. And this element, does the doctor agree? And if the doctor doesn't agree, why not? Is there some additional test that we could obtain that would help the doctor come to the right conclusion? And if you can get the doctor's opinion as to why the child meets this criteria, then you're going to be much more likely to win your disability case. And for a lot of times, Social Security, you can't focus on irrelevant factors, like it will be difficult for this child to find a job, or they can never drive for some reason, so they have a lack of transportation, or thinking no one will hire you, or believing they couldn't pass an on-the-job physical of some type. Social Security doesn't want to mess with that. You just have to figure out whether the child meets or equals the listed criteria of a listing. And equaling a listing, there is some room for fudging. Like maybe, they don't quite meet the developmental difficulties to meet under this listing. But when you also consider that maybe they have an intellectual disability, or maybe they have some type of breathing disorder or asthma that would increase the difficulty of their functioning, then the doctor could combine the say, but when you consider all the factors, then they could be considered equaling this listing. And that's, I don't really have the statistics, but a pretty good share